This is a VFNKB success secret. Hall of Fame Los Angeles Laker and entrepreneur Magic Johnson shares with business students at Stanford Business School a success secret that paid off in millions. What are your thoughts on his secrets? And share your success secrets with us in our community. Take a look. Be sure to subscribe and press alert to get new notifications of new success secrets made available on VFN TV. We're going to have some VFNKB success secrets. Listen, if you haven't yet gone to VFNKB.com and signed up for the podcast, signed up and actually read and listened to and watched some of the success secrets, what you got to do is begin to hear what God's plans is, good plans for you, some strategies, how to succeed in business and relationships. And that's what we do. We constantly are feeding things to you because God's plans are good for you. As a matter of fact, Magic Johnson, John, what does he have to say here?
Listen, this is so powerful. He's speaking to a group of business students at Stanford Business School, and he shares about a really important principle that he's used in his business, not just in sports, but in his business. You gotta watch it.
Right? And so I was able to understand my customer base and over-deliver to them. And I'm gonna use that word all the time. And you students out there, I want you to write that word down. And that's over-deliver. Because if you're gonna be in business, and especially today's marketplace, you got to over-deliver to the consumer. Or guess what? They're going to leave you that fast. I have over-delivered to my customer base for 30 years. That's why I have the number one brand in urban America. So when I first went out to raise my first fund, I went up to CalPERS, right down the road from here. And they turned me down four times. And the last time the committee turned me down, they said, well, why haven't some other minority come to raise money and do what you're talking about doing? And I couldn't answer that question, right? I was up there to have them give me around $50 million to invest in urban America. That was unheard of at that time. And so finally I went up the time after that, the fifth time, and they finally said, you know what? We're gonna give you the 50 million. And if you, I'm gonna come back to that word, if you over-deliver with the 50 million, you can come back and get 100 more million. I bought a shopping center for 22 million. It was 40% occupied. I made that center 100% occupied. I resold that center for $48 million. Took the 26 back up to Sacramento and said, here you go. And guess what happened? They start respecting me like a businessman. Now, a lot of you gonna get turned down five times like I did. Are you gonna get back up and try again? Or are you gonna go have your head down, disappointed, and not get up and try again? See, I knew I had a great business plan. I knew I had a great strategy, and I believed in it. That's why I kept going up to Sacramento. And finally, they said yes.
That's so powerful. You know, our question is, why wouldn't anybody over-deliver? But the reality is,
people don't
under-deliver.
They under-deliver or they just deliver. Yeah. You know, this is so important because even in your own workplace, people, you know, you're exchanging, you're getting a pay, and you say, well, I'm going to give them 100%. Well, that's what you're supposed to be doing. If you want the promotion, if you want the raise, if you want to have more responsibility, you have to over-deliver and give them 110%.
But, you know, all of all the businesses, you know, leaderships we work with and all, it's so exciting to work with people who understand what Magic Johnson's talking about.
Absolutely.
You just get so encouraged because they don't care if they're the owner of the company. They want to make sure when you come into there, whether, well, no matter what type of business it is, that when you leave there, you're never going to forget that encounter
That's
with
right.
them.
That's you know, right.
You'll come back. And it's all about relationship. You know, one of the successes that you're going to make in secret VFNKB success secret is understand you're building relationships all the time.
Absolutely.
You want to build good ones. You do that by over-delivering. Right, John?
And the way you over-deliver is one of the things we talk about often is blessed to be a blessing. When you take a mindset and an attitude that I just want to bless my customers, I want to bless my employer, you're automatically going to over-deliver because you have the right, you know, frame of mind. I just want to do my very best for the people I'm serving.
And the results of that, by the way, is the raise.
They're going to. It's a byproduct.
People want to find somebody who's going to help them with their vision, with their ministry,
no doubt.
With their business. They're looking for somebody who over-delivers, who understands where things are going and understands their customer and compassionate about them. But we have a question for you right now as
a
community, right?
Absolutely. As a community, we want to know, because we're learning together. We want to know, what are ways that we can over-deliver? What are some of the strategies that you have put in place in your own life that you say, listen, share your story. I've over-delivered this way or that way. And begin to share that with us, because we believe that all of us collectively have all of these wonderful success secrets and experiences. And when we share them, we're just better together. We're learning out loud.
Yeah, I'll have one more VFNKV success secret for you. You're looking right here on your screen. This is so important. Did you know that your gifts are God's gift to you? But what you do with those gifts is your gift to God. And guess what? He expects you to be successful with it. You know, that he says specifically, he's given you certain talents and he doesn't mind you being successful. He wants you to be successful. That's a religion that tells you that you're not supposed to be successful. If you're a teacher, you're going to be the best teacher around. If you're a business leader, you're the best business leader around. He wants you. If you're a minister, you're the most passionate minister around. If you're an artist, you have all kinds of artwork going on. It's just about being passionate and successful. So think about that. This is a VFNKB success secret. Your gifts are given to you. It says, well, this is it. Your gifts are God's gift to you, but what you do with those gifts is your gift back to God. And guess what? He expects you to be successful. Share with us some ideas and some concepts that you're hearing about. I want to be able to pray with you right now as we're getting to close out our program. Father God, I just thank you for our tribe. I thank you for our community. We just bless them right now. We just speak success over them, God. We pray even now, Lord, even over the nation of America, Lord, that we declare and decree now that abortion has ended.
Yes.
We decree and declare that revival has come. And we declare and decree 3 years of peace like was prophesied by the prophet. And Lord, we declare third great awakening over America, Hub Nation, in Jesus' name. God bless. Be sure to subscribe and press alert to get new notifications of new success secrets made available on VFN-TV. You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.